Today's scripture is in Psalms 133, 1 and 2. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured upon the head.
Lord, I thank you for the absolute and everlasting truth of your word. In a world where people are teaching that truth is not absolute, I will cling to your holy word. Father, thank you for the unity of believers. I ask for the revival in the body of believers, Lord. Send us your holy fire, the precious Holy Spirit. And send us, Father, as you have sent Jesus. Amen.
What do you think of when you think of the word Christian or believer? Today, think about it. Do you think of a certain denomination or affiliation? Do you believe that belonging to a certain denomination ensures your place in heaven? The church is the bride of Christ. Denominations separate the body by boundaries that have been created by man. Christian is a follower of Christ Jesus. You will know that person by the fruit they bear.
Today's action, pray for unity in the body of believers. Read John chapter 17, 11, 21, and 23. Today's treasure, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
Can you imagine what would happen today if every single Christian was single-minded and preaching the gospel and convicting the world of its sin? It'd be a brighter place, my friends. The bill passed in the House would never have happened, saying that it's illegal to condemn certain sins.